The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this 13th day of May, 2020. And I told Mike today, our producer, I said, you know, I'm not in a very good mood today. Here I am with a 3-month uncut head of hair, and my pissosity level is becoming inversely proportional to my hair length. Roger Landry, who's cutting your hair?
I shave my head bald about once every other month.
Okay. Well, I'm not quite ready to go the Hare Krishna way here.
I do it, I guess, because I'm a lazy individual. The same reason I don't lie. Most people don't understand is that most people who are extremely truthful do it because they're lazy. You got to remember all those lies. Why do we want to go through that? No, easier to tell the truth. Same thing with the hair. Cut it all off. You don't have to comb it. Don't have to worry about it. Nah, it's all good.
Mm-hmm. Fashion advice from Mr. Landry.
Okay. Yeah, right.
I'm a little bit of Twitter here today.
I can tell.
I'm edgy. I'm angry.
But why?
What? Did you just fly in from Pluto or something? You haven't been around? I know you know.
Yeah, but again,
so why are you asking me a rhetorical question, Mr. Landry?
Because we have had that every single day that I've known you, but you're saying today you are in this Twitter, which means to me that something has happened over the last 24 or 36 hours that has caused you even more of a Twitter.
Well, no, I just every once in a while. Well, okay. Maybe it started my afternoon. I'm walking up my stairs in my house, and I swear to God, it might have been a soundtrack out of a war movie in Iraq. Was it the Blue Angels? Did you say, Mike? Passover in my house at about 500 feet. And I didn't see him. This is how fast it was. All I could do was I could hear the distant sound, and then all of a sudden it was there and it was gone. I didn't even have time to look out the damn window, but I deduced that ain't no commercial aircraft. That ain't a couple of guys screwing around in a couple of Learjets.
No.
The commercial traffic is non-existent. So by process of elimination, by the next step, I figured out, yeah, that was the military. And you're right. This is what set me off. And for what earthly purpose are we doing this? Why are we doing flyovers?
Well, hold on one second, because you've got to understand that the Jewish religious faction in New York City is under strict orders from their mayor that if they go to funerals or go to church, they're going to put their butt in jail. okay? But when the Blue Angels did a flyover over New York City, he didn't keep anybody, nor did he even say a word about all of the crowds that gathered together to watch the flyover. It's not about the virus. It's about what they will and won't allow you to do.
Well, I know that.
It's becoming a little bit more pronounced on a daily basis, wouldn't you say?
Well, and, you know, if this, you know, I was talking with Steve Elkins earlier today. Well, actually, before I talked to you.
And cool.
Steve Elkins, the guy
yeah,
that has been...
No, I said cool.
Oh.
No.
I'm sorry. I thought you said who.
No.
And we were discussing Mr. Anderson, Greg Anderson. Now, here's a guy, he said, you know, he ought to sue that police department. They fired him unjustly. I said, no, they didn't. What he did was refused an order. Now, from their policy and their viewpoint, their standpoint, well, if you're going to be a good little foot soldier, you're going to be the creme de la creme of the corporate coffer, Keystone coffer cops, well, then you must follow orders. You may not like him, but, you know, you got to follow orders. Well, this man did. He thought his command was down with him, which they were until they started getting phone calls from other concerned people like the governor
higher
of
up
Washington.
In the state. Yep.
Yeah, like the governor himself.
Yeah.
And what was fascinating about all this, he said it right in his video. I am making this video for all law enforcement. He did not make it for the public. He did not make it for me. He didn't make it for you. He didn't make it for anybody except the cops out there. And I'm here to tell you that on this planet Earth, a lie will go halfway around the world before truth can put its pants on. And that's not a joke. But because it's not been in the media, not one network has picked up this story, for obvious reasons. We can't have people going against the COVID masters, even though that they're doing all sorts of unimaginable, unethical, unconstitutional, just wacko crap, okay? And this guy come out and he says, I'm not going to do it. And he stood his ground, but he made that video for the cops, and I can guarantee you, two reasons why this has reached every cop's ear in this country. One, he made a stand, which got to a lot of them, but they kept the conversation going when this guy has collected $350,000, roughly 5 years worth of his pay, because these asshats decided they wanted to fire a good cop. And what else did he say in that video, my dear friend? He said, look, I'm trying to get law enforcement and the people on the same side. We've been divided too long, and our complaint about the police has been what, Roger? That they're acting not in a constitutional manner. That was our complaint. They're doing whatever, and you can tell I'm wound up because I'm not letting you get in here with a shoehorn.
And I'm being quiet.
And that's the double shocker. But here again, folks, this was made for the cops. And now they're still talking because this guy collected over $350,000. The people and other cops, I hope you people have been noticing this. I hope you've gone to the donation site. Look at all the anonymous donors. I can guarantee you 90% of those, that you got it, Mr. Landry, they're cops.
Look, there's two words for an individual like this. He qualifies for them whether or not he's a member of an organization by that name. He qualifies it not as this title, not only because of what he did, but because they gave him an out. They flat out said, okay, just take a letter of reprimand and take the video down and we'll call it all good. And he said, no, that goes against my principles. We call these oath keepers. He took an oath. He took an oath in the military. He took an oath as a police officer. He has taken oaths not only to protect the public, but to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. Isn't every one of those oaths? And when somebody And I was so proud when I saw that first video, when somebody has the nads to sit in front of a tyrannical organization, the elites, the globalist elites, and tell them to piss off. He's an oath keeper. Let's give him the title he has and he deserves. He's an oath keeper.
Well, I want to play you something here. This is coming directly from the SeaTac Police Department, Roger. You're going to enjoy this. This tells you how much crap they're getting out there. Listen to this. One ringy dingy.
The number you've reached is for the purpose of allowing citizens to share their concerns in regard to Officer Greg Anderson being on a paid administrative leave. At this stage, Officer Anderson is still a member of the police department. However, an active investigation is currently underway looking into some of his actions this month. More information will be available upon completion of the investigation. If you would like to comment about Officer Anderson and or our investigation into his actions, please leave a message. We will review these regularly to determine if any action is needed. Thank you for taking the time to share your concerns.
Now, Roger, I don't know what you heard in that recording, but I heard two things. They're getting slammed, so they had to set up a separate phone number for that little messaging. And the second of which, they realize they're in hot water and they're taking more heat because, well, we want to hear your opinion as to whether we should take further action or not. You're going to throw it back to the people that have been pounding you?
Look, this is exactly what is being taken advantage of all over the country today. You and I had a discussion yesterday that precipitated you inviting me onto the show today. What I have said on your show, actually probably about a month and a half ago at this point, was that I was originally told, and you and I have gone over this, that this was going to come in, COVID, the coronavirus at the time, it wasn't called COVID-19, coronavirus was going to come in. It was going to make a big old splash. They were going to take all of the metrics from it. It was going to disappear almost as fast as it came in. And a few years down the road, it was going to come back with all the metrics in place to accomplish what it was intended to accomplish. But we saw that all start to dwindle down. We even saw the President of the United States step up and say, I'm going to disband the COVID-19 team. I'm going to send them all home. And then, that was on a Friday. And on a Monday, he says to the world, we're going to keep them all together. This may even actually get worse, blah, blah, blah. I can guarantee you he was told, stop, right where you are. No, you're not shutting this down. Because what they realized is that everything that they were looking for was already in place. What they have are just nation after nation that has succeeded in shutting their population in. Nation after nation that has willingly thrown their economies under the bus. Nation after nation which is threatening their own citizenry with their army or their National Guard if they don't do what they're told. These are democratic nations or supposedly republics. Constitutional republics. Nothing we are seeing is constitutional. We were not asked. None of this is constitutional. So when you have someone like that officer stand up and say exactly what is the truth, okay, you and I aren't going to beat up again just what a big farce this is. I have done on your shows, I have shown over and over again where this doesn't even have the knockdown power of the flu pandemic last year, which you came up with the number the CDC said. The flu killed 80,000 people in this country. The actual number is closer to 120,000, but what would you expect to hear from the CDC, who owns a patent on flu shots? So if they told us the actual number, they'd look a little embarrassed. Obviously, their flu shots didn't work with a crap. So the whole point here is all of this, every single bit of this, was about ready to roll down, and all of a sudden, it didn't. And it didn't here. And it was in the process of rolling down in the UK, and it didn't there. And I could go on and on. What they realized from looking at their metrics, is everything they hope to accomplish the next time they bring in it is already happening. That's why the U.S. economy is opening up as slowly as possible. You are looking at between 35 and 40% unemployment as we speak, and that's not going to get better. Not for a long time. It might get down to, I don't know, 28, 29%. If we're really lucky, 25%. The highest level of unemployment in the Great Depression was 22.5%. This is a fact. This was supposed to go away. But everything they wished for, they had sitting right in front of them. So they told President Trump, and they told Vladimir Putin, who went through the same thing, and they told, you know, the dude running Great Britain. They said, no, we ain't shutting this down. It's working too damn good. $300 billion. Actually, it's about 288, I think, but close to $300 billion in wealth transfer from people like you and me, John, to the top billionaires on the planet in 3 weeks of COVID-19. $282 billion of wealth transfer from people like you and me to the top tier billionaires on this planet in 3 weeks. Why the hell do they want to shut this down? They'd be kind of stupid to do that, wouldn't they? We're being good little sheeple.
Well, wait a minute. Who's they, my bald-headed Zen master? Who's
well, I'm
they?
Not bald right now.
Who's they?
Who is they? That's Warren Buffett. Okay. That is Bill Gates. That is, and who's the richest guy? I can't remember his name right now. He's got no hair either. but these are the three top, okay, speakers out there when it comes to COVID-19, when it comes to, look at Gates. Gates already, not only has he convinced and gotten total absolution for any vaccine he puts out, for any damage it may cause, but he just bribed the Congress with $10 million to fast-track his vaccine. That's not a joke. That's an absolute fact. And whatever he sticks in everybody's arm, and I've read at least 10 articles in the last 2 days stating the way this is going to come down, especially in tyrannical states like Washington, where you've got a literal dictator, okay? This is the way it's going to happen. You don't get tested. You don't get a vaccine. You stay in your house. You don't go anywhere. Now, all of this is being done for a flu virus. Basically, that's what, look it up. Coronaviruses are flu viruses. This is a flu virus that doesn't have half the knockdown power of last year's. They're saying over 100,000 people have died from coronavirus or COVID-19 in this country. Yes. It's also being stated by experts and doctors and researchers that as much as 80 to 90% of that could be false. Meaning, we're looking at between 10 and 25,000 deaths. Last year, there was over 100,000 deaths. Why didn't we shut the planet down? We are looking at a scenario that has been choreographed for over 10 years. I posted an article yesterday that gives a list of nine actions that were taken over the last 10 years, all related to this. This is not a joke.
That was the plandemic that I'd sent over to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Didn't I tell you I was going to do that? I said, look, I know about each and every one of these, but never have I seen them tucked together in one publication so well.
See?
I strongly recommend people read it.
By the way, who in your association likes Michael Moore?
It's not a matter of liking Michael Moore at all. As a matter of fact, none. The problem here is we had been told. Do you want me to hold on to this? Ask me that after your break.
Yeah, I should have asked you during the break because I am no fan of Michael Moore.
Oh,
A busted clock is right twice a day. But it's still a busted clock.
No. I'll explain
Thank
why
you.
That's up.
All right. Okay? We'll take a 3-minute break. Roger Landry is my guest.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
No! Must be done. This ain't no Shangri-La. Do you know Shangri-La? This ain't no Shangri-La. Nobody knows no Shangri-La.
All right, we are back. Go ahead, Roger.
All right. First off, if anybody wants to take a look at what we're talking about, you can go to the Liberty Beacon, and there is an article there called Planet of the Humans, a documentary by Michael Moore and Jeff Gibbs. Now, if you take a look, I've got my little tweak on the featured image. It has the title. It has the image from his video, and it also says, this exposes the corporate takeover of the green movement and the exponentially worse environmental destruction the green solutions have wreaked on both people and planet. So, now, prior to us going to break, I was asked about this. Let me explain this to everybody and anybody, all right? If we are, in fact, giving people the truth, and we are, in fact, giving people the truth unbiased, then every once in a while, you've got to do something like take a video from Michael Moore that absolutely proves what we've been saying about this green movement is true. This video is literally being clobbered by liberals all across the planet. Why? Because it states what I said on my featured image. It basically says that all of this has been taken over by capitalists, big capitalists. What kind of capitalists? The ones we were talking about earlier, the ones that run things like COVID-19. Absolutely. So what are we looking at here, okay? Michael Moore decides that everything that people who don't agree with green issues, everything they don't agree with, everything that he's against, turns out that's exactly what the green movement's doing. Turns out that these capitalists are literally strip mining and everything else to get the resources they need to build these batteries, to build these wind farms. It has been proven over and over again that these are not efficient, that they don't, in fact, pay for themselves the way you believe or you're made to believe they do. That, in fact, the corporatists are raking in huge dollars on this, and it's not doing what you're told. You're being lied to. Michael Moore came up with a video that shows that. Now, he did that because he's even more of a liberal than some people think he is. Why do I say that? He made a video like this. He's not blowing the whistle on the activist. He's blowing the whistle on the corporatist. And when you got Michael Moore doing that, I want to leave it untouched, and I want people to watch it and formulate their own opinion. He is under the gun from across the planet. And the biggest people pushing back at him right now are the people, like I said, the same people that would run a project like COVID-19.
You just have a different way of doing things. When I post things on republicbroadcasting.org, there's one story. And I make sure that the guys that posted up my selections here, there was a story, and there was a lot of good information, just like the Michael Moore video has in it, very revealing. But my cap for that story was, and now a message from the controlled opposition.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I don't disagree at all. And the thing of it is, people really, really, the bonanza, the gold mine in the alternative media is that they can go and find out a little bit more from something you posted with a slightly different accent on it than what we posted. But at the same time, we both agree on the basics. If we all did the same thing, most of us would go out of business. Most of us wouldn't even have a platform. We're all a little bit different. And yes, I agree with what you said. I do.
Michael Moore. You know, we actually have a guy that listens to the network. I became friends with him and his sister. And used to go to Michael Moore's house up in the Grand Traverse area and walk right up to his door, knock on a door, and Michael would answer the door, and they'd stand there, and he'd have his armload full of stuff, and he would stand there and talk to Michael. Michael knows. It's not from a lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
It's not from ignorance.
No.
He has a charted course, and he has stayed on that course.
Yes, he has.
And, I just, damn.
That's why he's calling out the capitalist right now, or the corporatist, excuse me, not the capitalist, the corporatist. That's exactly why he's doing that, because he's looking at what he's been preaching to the world and realizing that this is eventually going to come to the surface. People are eventually going to understand this, and when they do, he's going to be the biggest hypocrite in the entire movement, because he's got the biggest voice. So he's looking at all this going,
I better make a video. I'm a little confused here, because he's not selling this. He posted it for free, on YouTube.
Absolutely. I agree. That's what I said. He's of the mindset, I need to put a video out to let people know just how bad this is. And no, I don't think he intends to make a penny off of it.
We'll break. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Given, as you heard from the introduction, that I have been around for a while and have had the opportunity and the privilege and the pleasure of serving in five administrations, I thought I would bring that perspective to the topic today, is the issue of pandemic preparedness. And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today based on my experience, and you'll see that in a moment, is that there is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena. There will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that. But also there will be a surprise outbreak. But also there will be a surprise outbreak. But also there will be a surprise outbreak. And I hope by the end of my relatively short presentation, you will understand why history, the history of the last 32 years that I've been the director of NIAID, will tell the next administration that there's no doubt in anyone's mind that they will be faced with the challenges that their predecessors were faced with.
Well, 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 well.
Every time I hear that, I have a vision of him in black and white on the Twilight Zone saying something that's scaring children so they'll never be able to sleep again. Yeah. I would like, and I know we're only about halfway through this hour, but you know, the one thing I wanted to carry into this show was the fact that this is all about you and me. This is no longer about COVID-19. It's no longer about government tyranny. It's no longer about us being lied to. It's no longer about 5G. This is all about us now. This is what our forefathers prepared for. This is what they wrote a constitution and a bill of rights for. These are our guidelines. I can tell you right now, because as usual, John, he hits the nail right on the head. He says that people are listening, and they have to. They even changed the answering machine to put a few questions on there to ask you what you think. Why? Because if you don't think that his bosses aren't tracking how much money is in the GoFundMe account, if you think his bosses aren't tracking how many emails this guy is getting, if you think this isn't happening, what you can take away from this, and I think this is why John brought it up in the first place, is that we still matter. And whereas there are very powerful elitist castes running this country, and I'm talking about senators and congressmen and appointed officials, we, the people, outnumber them by, I don't know, 50 million to one. The point here is they're not stupid, but we are supposed to be. We're the ones who have had the Common Core. We're the ones who have been exposed to Wi-Fi in our classrooms the entire time we went to school. We're the ones who have gotten the vaccines with the aluminum and the mercury in them, which is, you know, absolutely killer to the brain. We're the ones who drink the fluoride. We're the ones, and I could go on and on. We're not supposed to know any better. We're supposed to be passive. We're supposed to give in. And you know what's happening across the country right now? People are starting to realize what I'm telling you. Our voice still matters. It really, really does. So what do we take from this going forward? I'm not asking anybody to go out in the street with a sign, although if that's the way you think you can best transmit your displeasure, please do it. What I am saying is someone like Chris Ann Hall, who is a partner of the Liberty Beacon Project, there is an article by her, written by her, on the Liberty Beacon today. And what it shows you is a process, a three-step process, whereby you can register complaints with your state government and your local government. Not only that, but you don't call once and leave a message. You continue to call. And I got to explain something to you. If all across the country, millions upon millions of Americans are calling their state capital saying, "We don't like this. You need to explain this," there will be changes. That's an absolute guarantee. The only question is, how long will those changes take? And how long will we put up with the crap we're being put through before we step up to make those changes? This is the simplest thing we can do, people. Show them we're pissed. It doesn't get any more complicated than that. And all the instructions are there. Or do it yourself. It's very easy to go online and find out the phone number to your local rep, to find out the phone number to your rep in Washington, to your senator in Washington. Call. If millions of Americans call multiple times, do you think it's going to have an impact? If you don't, you don't understand these idiots. It will. We are the most important thing in this entire scenario right now. You and me and John and everybody listening to this show, we are now in the do or die position. Either put up or shut up, because this isn't getting better right now. It's actually getting worse. Go to Washington. They'll throw your butt in jail, and if somebody in your family has COVID-19, they're not going to leave them with you. They're going to go put them in a camp somewhere. You think I'm kidding? You better watch what the governor said. You want to put up with this? You want to let it happen? They won't think twice about doing it again. But if you say this crap isn't going to happen, they will think twice about doing it again. If you think I'm bullcrapping because I say it's all up to you and me right now, I won't apologize for this. You're an idiot. I'll shut up, John.
New law commissioner Penny Lewis What bad could come from a woman named Penny? Is leading wide-ranging review into whether UK's offense and abuse laws are fit for the social media. She posted on anti-vaccine propaganda on social media could become a criminal offense, even if those promoting it believe the pseudoscience. This is the UK's new criminal law commissioner. In her first interview since taking up the role, Penny Lewis revealed she is considering whether the laws should be amended to lower the threshold of criminality for posting false information online that endangers lives.
Now, when and how do you prove something is false? Because I'm going to make a comment that anybody is, I encourage you to go look and see. The amount of studies done by the CDC and the government since the inception of vaccines in this country, as compared to the global amount of peer-reviewed studies that had been done on vaccines, things you could never get the CDC to do, like a protracted study of vaccinated children versus unvaccinated children, that was actually done by an outside company, and what they found out was unvaccinated children are almost 20 times less predisposed to the same diseases that vaccinated children are. 20 times less! So when you stop to consider Big Pharma literally is the richest and most powerful cabal on the planet. Big Pharma is, not a joke, okay? When you stop to consider that people telling the truth are costing them money and they literally control governments, what's easier for them to do? Stop selling it or make sure you can't talk about it?
Now, by the way, the health secretary, Matt Hancock, he said last December he was looking very seriously at making vaccinations compulsory for state school pupils after the UK lost its official measles-free country status due to a steady fall in MMR immunization rates.
Well, it's because the MMR vaccine is one of the most poisonous vaccines on the planet. Look, again, I don't make statements to grandstand, so I'm going to tell you why I know this to be a fact. Just one reason I know this to be a fact. 15 years ago, okay, the CDC ran a study, an in-house study, on the MMR vaccine and how it affected children and whether it triggered them into autism or not. Once the study was done, this is on the MMR vaccine, they took all of the information. Remember, we had a whistleblower, Dr. Thompson. They rounded up all of the information from the scientists, they put it in a garbage can, and they burned it. But the actual findings showed that if you were a male child, you were at least 150% more likely to be autistic if you got the MMR vaccine. If you were an African-American male infant, you were 215% more likely. And you know what? The MMR is one of the most profitable vaccines globally they have. Why do you think that was hidden for 13 years and it took a whistleblower to get it out? The MMR vaccine is one of the most poisonous and damaging to our children ever devised.
You know, Rick Perry wanted that MMR vaccination to stay put in Texas, and I'm going to tell you what, that guy got an earful. I don't know. I don't know where these. Okay, I'm governor of a state. I'm provided information, and the sources of my information, I trust them. So therefore, everything that they tell me, I'm going to swallow verbatim, and then I'm going to move against the people of my respective state. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to protect the people of my state. Look, unless you're an immunologist, unless you're a medical doctor, I don't want another frickin' politician espousing anything about health, anything that they know nothing about. And we're getting this, Roger. We're getting this from these politicians in Washington, D.C. Have you seen one of these clowns on camera with long hair? They're getting their stuff taken care of.
Rand Paul sat down in the Senate the other day and literally took Fauci to the cleaners. He brutalized him. He's like, everybody closed up in their homes, all of this crap. He put Fauci on the pad to the point where Fauci was actually pissed. And the thing of it is, what most people don't understand about Rand Paul is that for the majority of his life, he was a doctor. He still is a doctor. So he knows of what he speaks.
Yeah.
And that was worth watching. It really was.
Yeah. John in Michigan. This is a guy that I talked about that would go to Michael Moore's house. And hey, Michael, I got some stuff for you.
Oh, yes. I did that for 3 years. Put it in his newspaper box. I went by there every day. I gave him Dr. Leonard Horowitz's book, Death in the Air, which explains everything that's going on now. If anybody's ever seen that book, it has mind control, MK Ultra, because this is when he was doing Bowling for Columbine. Mm. And I was explaining to him that this was a mind control program. And right at his door, he was in his bare feet. And he also had a truckload of manure dumped in his driveway after he came back from the Oscars. Because he said, shame on you, Mr. Bush. And the reason he said that is because I had given him all the information on the Bush crime family just before he left. So he was saying something. He was being honest about saying that. But people back here don't understand all of that criminality from that family.
Yeah.
And so they gave him a truckload of manure. And go ahead.
Just one quick point there. What most people don't understand is that Mussolini and Hitler were never their own men. Do a little research into the Bush family and their connections with Hitler and Mussolini. It'll scare the living crap out of you. You're absolutely right, my friend. You are.
Oh, I agree, and they were also involved with Tesla.
Yes.
One other thing. Michael Moore's his agent is Rahm Emanuel's brother out in Hollywood.
Never let a good crisis go to waste.
I was just getting ready to say that. Yep.
So, right. Michael, I gave him the book. He put it back in the library because I went back there 2 weeks later and it was there. But he knows everything. He knows about chemtrails because I would show him right outside his door.
Wait a minute. John, you gave Michael Moore a borrowed library book and he returned it?
He certainly did.
Wow. I guess there's some childhood training that stuck.
Well, he likes my daughter because every time he came up to McDonald's, she was Noah's order from his voice. And she'd have it ready, but before he even got to the window. So they became acquaintances through fast food and happened in more than one place.
This is getting better and better.
There's so much I can say about that.
It happened in more than one place because this was in this small town, and then when she was in another town, he found her there too. So
wow, he was stalking her?
We're talking McDonald's here. That's garbage in, garbage out now. I love it.
So anyways, everything that John said is true. Michael Moore knows everything about, and having Rahm Emanuel's brother as his agent, he's definitely on one side. And he asked me, he said, should I be worried about my wife here alone at the house while I'm gone? I said, well, Michael, there's a thing called Smith & Wesson, you know, you could help her with that.
And he's in the process of making Bowling for Columbine.
I told him, Michael, I says, everyone thinks you're a communist around here. He goes, I'm not a communist. I says, well, you can't have it both ways. So you have to figure out, you know, why people have these feelings for you. So anyways,
now,
great show.
I love John, he divorced, right? And he sold that house that you showed me when we were out on the lake.
Yes. You can look it up on Google. It's 222. East Torch Lake Drive.
Now, where did he go?
Go ahead.
Where did he go?
I think he has a condo in Traverse City and one in New York, I think.
Wow. He gave up that beautiful house? Was this part of the divorce settlement that he had to sell it?
Well, you know, that's like that song, she got the gold mine and I got the shaft.
There you go. Okay.
I'll bet he sold it to make the documentary that he's not charging anybody for.
I don't know. All right, John. Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, gentlemen, thank you, too. God bless.
It's always nice to talk to people that actually had boots on the ground. It's amazing.
And people that actually listen and look and know, yes.
You know, a tribal identity here, politics identity. You know, you were talking earlier about, you know, this coronavirus and all these guys are in lockstep and they all shut their economies down. Well, does that give you an indication? Because here in this country, and actually Elkins told me about this. He was listening to Rush Limbaugh, and Rush Limbaugh was explaining to people the fastest states to recover are going to be the red states because they're opening back up. The blue states are doubling back down, and they're slowing things down. So if you extrapolate that out to a global thing, who is running the various countries and where's their mindset and where do their loyalties and politics lie?
This is headed towards violence. That's what we need.
That's what I want to talk about next with you. Okay, we'll be back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It's all an imminent front. Mr. Landry, on the issue of violence, and that is the one thing that this cop from Washington wanted to point out, and he also said, you know, I've fought in the streets of Ramadi. Yep. And I want to tell you something. The Americans here, they're going to be 10 times worse than anything that you guys have ever encountered in a field of battle.
Well, you have also consider that there could be as many as, some say about 300 to 350 million But there are estimates that it could be as high as 500 million guns in personal hands, private hands, in the United States of America alone. If you stop to consider, that's about 10 times more guns than you have in the entire Chinese army, which is the largest army, land army on the planet. So if you consider that Americans take this stuff seriously, but you must also consider that Americans are usually very slow to rise up. But when they do, they get very, very serious very quickly. Now, I'm going to tell you right now that this is exactly what we need to avoid at all costs. We need to smother these politicians with calls, with letters, with emails, with until they understand the only way your crap continues is if you get elected, and if you keep this up, it ain't going to happen. Okay? You cite the Constitution, you cite, but what does this got to do with violence? Violence is exactly what the next step is. They need to continue this process. Right now, there are way too many Americans deciding we've had enough of this. It's time to open the country up. Everybody knows that. We see it everywhere. Okay? As soon as some idiot, whether it's a false flag, listen to me, false flag event or not, when some American people, citizens, we the people, supposedly stand up against a state or, I don't know, you know, the U.S. Army, the U.S. Army Reserve, whatever. When there is bloodshed, stop and think of what that precipitates. It precipitates the calling out of military action all across the United States. It becomes a whole different ball game. And if they're winning really, really good at this, which I've already explained to you, this is the reason why Trump had to reverse his story and say it's not almost over. If this happens, if we allow violence from us to them, what we're going to end up with is a nightmare. We are going to end up with military on the American streets. If you are my age, if you are John's age, this is something we never thought of when we were young. The problem today is it's all a lot of us think about. Would you say things have changed, John? And where would you think I would have what I just said wrong?
Well, let me put it to you this way. When I was a kid, this officer from Washington State, he has become the exception and not the rule.
Agreed.
When I was young, that was the rule.
Yes.
And not the exception. We weren't, they didn't have tasers, but we weren't bludgeoned to death. We weren't slammed into concrete. We weren't disrespected.
No. And I got to run, my friend.
Okay, well, so do I, because it's the end of the hour.
All right.
All right.
You have a great day, and thank you for the invite, as always.
Roger, it's always a pleasure because, well, you're a guy that sits at the pinnacle here of Information Central. And, well, it's always good hearing from you.
Have a great day.
You too. All right. Well, I don't know if Chris in Vegas wanted to talk to him, but he sure as hell called in too late. All right. We'll take the top of the hour break. We shall return.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.